Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 69. Hey guys, welcome to today's show. I'm about to introduce our guest today, but we are going to be talking about protein, specifically whey protein supplements and branched chain amino acids, probably more commonly known as BCAAs. Our guest today is Jarrod Breeze. He is the owner of Swift Supplements and he's a very knowledgeable guy, and I'm looking forward to bringing you this interview. I think a lot of you are going to gain a lot of knowledge and value bombs from today's episode. So sit back, relax and enjoy today's show. All right, guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. And I have the pleasure of being joined today by Jarrod Breeze. Jarrod, welcome to the show, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Pleasure to have you on. Now, for the listeners, I want you to give us a quick background about yourself, what you've done in the past and what you're currently doing today.
So basically, I own a company called Swift High Performance Supplements. And I also am a sports scientist slash strength and conditioning coach to some elite athletes. I eventually got to doing that because I was used to be an athlete on the Australian cycling team years and years and years ago, and was really interested in sports science and training, and went and did a degree, and worked for a few different people and started coaching on my own, and eventually worked for a sporting team. And then did a master's and then continued on working with athletes and bits and pieces. So, yeah, that's how everything sort of came about, and started the supplement business. Basically, it was never meant to be a business. It just sort of became one because I was blending up and providing my own three different formulas just for my athletes and just for the team at the time, because there wasn't anything that I thought was good enough. And as you know, there was a lot of around that time, there was a lot of sort of hysteria and things about different supplements and football teams and banned players and all that sort of thing. So I just wanted to make sure we had nothing but the best. And then it just sort of more coaches asked me for it and more athletes started asking me for it. And I couldn't really give it to them, as you can imagine. Yeah. Can't give it to them in black tubs with nothing on it, like especially as a sports scientist, that they've looked even dodgier. So and one of my mates had just sticking online, and that's just – yeah, sort of what I'm doing at the moment, and just keep running that and providing it to athletes and coaches, and doing the strength and conditioning sort of sports science stuff with the athletes that I work with.
Yeah, that's awesome. And before we get into the actual show, so today, guys, we're going to talk about, in particular, whey protein and branched chain amino acids. Jarrod's going to give us a bit of a rundown on what they do, who they're good for, and what you should look out for. But you mentioned how you started putting the formulas together yourself. How did that actually come about? Like, did you just look at, did you research that online, or did you have someone that you were in contact with that helped you with that, or how did that happen?
I was always interested in it, and I had, basically you'd research all various single level ingredients. So like if it's an amino acid or something like that, and you think, oh, what dosages do I need, and what bits and pieces do I need to put it together? And yeah, you research how to blend it, and a lot of trial and error, and yeah, talking to some people that, you know, are in the know, trying to gather as much knowledge to make sure the product is literally the best as possibly as it can be, because I never want to give my athletes anything but the best, obviously. So yeah, and that's how it came about. Just lots of trial and error, lots of testing with different sort of levels of different ingredients. Yeah.
Yeah, unreal. Now, you did mention before about kind of the confusion or whatnot around supplements in the health and fitness industry. I suppose particularly if you're new to the whole scene, or you're just new to trying to get in shape and you're looking at supplements, it's pretty hard to figure out what you should be using, especially if you walk into a supplement store. You know, it's pretty confronting the amount of different supplements there are, the marketing and the packaging and whatnot. So as I mentioned, we're going to talk about whey protein today and branched chain amino acids. Do you want to give us a rundown on what they both do, kind of who they're good for, what effect they have on performance and recovery, and anything else that you think is relevant?
Yeah, sure. So you're exactly right. I mean, it can be really daunting, you know, walking into a supplement store with, you know, just tubs and tubs and tubs and people coming up to you and say, you need this, that, and everything else. The first thing is, as you know better than, you know, than most people with what you do, is that if you don't tick the box of diet really well and, or, you know, what you're eating really well and training and all that, you know, that supplement's sort of last thing you should be thinking about. And I own a supplement company, and I'm very happy to say that. But in regards to protein, you're always thinking and whey proteins and things like that. And I mean, it's down to being out of recover faster, and getting your daily protein intake up, so you can make sure you get, you know, that extra little bit of recovery, more protein synthesis. Whether you're trying to put on more muscle mass or improve your strength and performance.
Yep.
That's what it really comes down to. So there's a few bits and pieces, a lot of for products and for intra training and after training. And I suppose that's where your branched chain amino acids come down, because they're digested very, very quickly. And you've got a nice flow of amino acids into the muscle as you during training. And there's slowly more and more evidence coming out for that. So that'll aid slow down breaking down of the muscle while you're training, and increase recovery in the sort of, you know, your long term, so your medium to long term, so your weeks to months if you're consistent with taking it. And then you look at your different types of post workout full sort of like wholeish type proteins, so you're like your whey proteins, and all various types of whey proteins, which, you know, aid recovery and hopefully, you know, put on muscle mass and help people achieve their, you know, get that few percentage to achieve their goal.
Yeah, and you bring up a really good point there, something I've talked about a lot on the podcast, on my YouTube, and just to clients in general, is often you'll hear people come up and ask, you know, like, what's the best protein, or what's the best type of protein I should be having if I want to lose weight, or what's the best type of protein I should be having if I want to build muscle, and, you know, that just comes back down to people being misinformed about what it actually does. Like, I'm sure you're the same, but I always say to a client, if they have the opportunity to get their protein from a whole food source, then I would always go for that before a supplement. Whereas with supplements, for me anyway, it purely just comes down to convenience, and being able to get that protein and having it there, ready to go straight after your session, or while I'm busy at work, or when you're traveling, or whatever it may be. But do you find the same thing? Like, do you have people kind of almost expect that a protein is going to do the job for them, whether it's weight loss or muscle gain?
Yeah, definitely. It's almost like the first question I get asked from friends or people, like, what supplements should I be taking, when really they, you know, what training should they be doing, or what diet should, or, you know, what they should be eating. I agree with you probably 90% on, you know, going for whole foods first. Yeah. The only demographic that I believe that certain supplements will really, really help, if the diet box definitely ticked, is you sort of, you know, your multiple training sessions a day, elite athlete type things, from, you know, different bits and pieces, studies and what I've done with my supplement side of things with my athletes, you really, really see a good difference in that level. But if you go all the way down to sort of, you know, your weekend warrior or whatever, someone who's only training a few days a week, I'm 100% with you. Like, food if you can get it, because you get so many different, you know, vitamins and minerals and bits and pieces with food that you just probably, you mostly don't get with proteins.
Yeah, and with the athlete side of things, so you mentioned the athletes that are training maybe multiple times per day or just have a heavy workload.
Yep.
Is that more beneficial because they're able to digest it a lot quicker and it gets to the muscles a lot quicker, or what's the reasoning behind that?
Yes, seems to be, as well as we'll use an amino acid, a lot of an amino acid called L-leucine.
Yep.
And we find that with people trying to put on strength or muscle, or recovering from multiple endurance sessions or something like that, a lot of the amino acid L-leucine is really, really important.
Yep.
And it's not like you can go and get a chicken breast or a salmon breast and sprinkle, you know, the amino acid on it or something like that and get it. So yeah, that's probably about, you know, what I think in regards to sort of post-workout elite athlete type things that you can't get from food.
Yeah. And what do you find the most effective amount of leucine per serve?
I would say, depending on the athlete and what they're trying to sort of get out of it, but usually about 5 to 10 grams, male, female, body weight, sport dependent.
Yep.
5 to 10 grams straight after training. And that's about, if that's just the normal leucine amino acid. I use a different one called a leucine peptide.
Okay.
So it's absorbed a lot faster. So the amount you need is a lot less. It's sort of like the high octane fuel you put in a Formula One car or something. Instead of like the general unleaded. So that's what I use, and that's what I recommend. Generally, rule of thumb is about 5 grams to, you know, depending on the athlete, all the way up to 10 after training.
Okay. Yeah. For sure. Now with the BCAA, so the branched chain amino acids. Who would and who wouldn't you recommend them to, or in regards to who should? Because I get a question a lot: what are the best supplements I should be taking? And, you know, after I've explained the whole training and diet thing, you know, in my kind of order of importance, I would always go usually with the whey protein first. Someone's trying to put on size. I also am a big believer in creatine monohydrate, but then the third one is usually branched chain amino acids. But there are some people which I just don't think, you know, unless they I guess what I'm trying to say is I would usually say that a branched chain amino acid is more of a luxury supplement if you can afford to get it, but if you don't have it, you can still get a great amount of benefit from your food. So who would you recommend it to?
Again, I agree. I definitely agree with you. It's more your luxury supplement, or the supplement that a high training, sort of high level athlete would use. So, for the general gym goer that's trying to put on a bit of muscle and look good, it's probably not worth it at all, because what are they be training maybe 4 days a week or 5 days a week for an hour. And it's not worth it. The only reason I'd say it's worth it for that group is if they're drinking, you know, a sports drink from the servo during training instead. It's just full of crap. Yeah. Then if they want something to drink during training that has a bit of a flavor, then it's probably better off going for a branched chain amino acid type drink, just for the, you know, for the fact that that people just, I know a lot of people just like to have it with them and drink something that tastes nice while they train. That's other than water.
Sorry to interrupt. Another demographic I kind of recommend it to is people that are training fasted as well. Do you agree with that? So if someone's training fasted every day,
100%.
I would always usually recommend that they purchase a branched chain.
Or your weight loss people who are really, really sort of pulling down the calories, doing a fair amount of training. Yeah, I'd definitely be getting in a good dosage of those branched chain amino acids during training. It seems to be the best during training. It's still like, you know, in 5 years, in 10 years, we might be saying something completely different. Do you know what I mean? Like in the research, but. I think people should give it a crack, just as they should give different types of diets and nutrition type things a crack, just to see what really works for them. Because it's some supplements, or I definitely know that supplements don't work for some people at all, or some different supplements, but some are like creatine's a great example, actually. Like, some people it just does nothing for them.
Yeah.
Others they seem to be wicked responders, and they just like, well, this really works well for me.
Yeah. And I think as well, like, obviously it's hard if you're not actually testing someone, which most people aren't, but a lot of these type of supplements even have a placebo effect, like something like creatine.
Definitely.
If I have someone that has no idea what creatine is and I give it to them pre-workout, 90% of the time they think it's got caffeine in it and they train the house down, and then you tell them afterwards that there was no stimulants in it. Yeah, 100%. So... let's just say that I was walking into a supplement store and I had absolutely zero idea about what to look for in a whey protein. What would you recommend to look for, and also what would you kind of recommend to stay away from in terms of the marketing and the packaging and the labeling and stuff like that?
I'd like to say stay away from almost everything because and you know the other companies obviously hate me for saying that, but that's the truth. Like, I'd stay away from any whey protein blends, anything that says blend on it. I really don't like, because what happens is that you've got obviously very different types of quality of proteins, and you know how fast they digest and bits and pieces like that. So if it says whey protein blend on it, and this is the thing I see a lot, is that on the front they'll be advertising that it's the most expensive, most amazing, fastest digesting, best protein of all, which costs you know the most at their raw base price that they make it for. But if you look at the ingredients, it'll say whey protein blend, and it'll say, you know, three or four might say caseinate, it might say ionized whey protein, it might say pea protein, rice protein, it could be what's the other one I saw the other day, collagen peptide protein or and hydrolyzed. And what happens is they, some of that they'll be buying at their price maybe at like $4, $5, $6 a kilogram, and they'll use 90% of it, and then they'll just pepper in the really good stuff, but they'll advertise that they're using the really great stuff, and that's how they make, you know, insanely massive amount of margin. So I'd be very wary of anything that says blend on it. I'd be wary of anything that actually comes up with a, you know, if it's a huge, I know this is very sort of generic, but if it's got a huge ingredients list, again, it's just usually just packed full of different things. There's a big ingredients list because they're probably hiding the fact that they've got a lot of fillers and just crap in there. The other thing is proprietary blends I'd stay away from. So that's more with your branched chain amino acids and pre-workouts. Your proprietary blend is usually an excuse to do the exact same thing as a whey protein blend, just with different ingredients. So they might be in your branched chain amino acid, it might say proprietary blend of this and this, and they'll be using 90% of the absolute cheapest stuff. And because a lot of people, before they even take the supplement, are convinced by the marketing, as you say, placebo effect, off it goes and it works. People think it's great for a while until they're convinced by the next marketing, spiel by the next brand.
With the BCAAs, is there a ratio that you recommend? I think the one that I usually go for is around 2-1-1.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, good. So glad you asked that, because originally it started out, 2-1-1, and then it went to 4-1-1 and then 6-1-1. And the other day, I think it's all 11 or 12-1-1. So basically you're just getting, you know, leucine with it.
Yeah.
They're only doing that. It's just to, you know, to sort of like as a pissing contest between different companies, you know. Like they're just like, who's got better? Well, you know, 8-1-1 looks better than 6-1-1 or 4-1-1 or, you know. And so I use the 4-1-1. I think that works well. It's a good balance of the amino acids, or the branched chain amino acids that are in there. But 2-1-1, it's 4-1-1 sort of area. To be honest, I'm not too sure that anyone will actually notice the difference. But if I'm very, very picky when it comes to the supplements that I give my athletes or make, so it's super important. I'll just try, if it's like 0.5% going to be better for them, I'll be doing that. You know, if it costs a lot more, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
unreal. Now, just specifically, I want to have a quick chat before we wrap up about Swift Supplements. So do you want to give us a rundown on what products you guys actually sell, any future plans, or also where the listeners can actually purchase your products?
Sure. So, it's been 5 years since I've sort of started it, and I can tell you that I still only have 3 products. In 5 years, I've only brought out 3 products, not 20 like some other brands. And it's that, because I only want to bring out what my guys need, or I only made what my athletes needed. So I'm only going to give that to sell that for other people, because I don't want my reputation sort of tarnished as a sports scientist. Like, that's very, very important. It's first and foremost. So I've got 3 products. There's obviously a performance enhancing type athletic pre-workout called Supercharge. Then there's an intra-training sort of hydration and sort of mental and physical fatigue buffering product called HydroCharge.
Yep.
And then there's obviously the third one, which is called Recharge, and that's for recovery and to have straight after training and helps with immune system and those sorts of bits and pieces. And if people would like to check it out, they can go to www.swifthighperformance.com.au. And it's all on the website.
Perfect, mate. And for everyone listening, I'll have all of Jarrah's, his website, his social media links, and all the Swift supplement stuff in the show notes below. Jarrah's actually written a couple of blog posts for my website, DannyKennedyFitness.com. So be sure to go over and check those out. We're going to try and get a few more out as well in the next month or two. So Jarrah, thanks so much for joining us today, mate. If there's anything else you want to mention, feel free to jump in. If not, we'll wrap things up. And guys, thanks heaps for listening today. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, please do. Any final words from your end, Jarrah?
Probably just one thing. I just mentioned that I've got a really stringent anti-doping policy. People usually think sports scientists and supplement and think, so I've got athletes that are tested by ASADA and the World Anti-Doping Association. So all my products I do everything I can to, I would never give my athletes something that I think that would turn it positive. And so along that line of things of, being able to make the absolute best quality product is also the anti-doping side of things. So I'd just like to mention that because most people will be, do ask about that, and a lot of athletes are very concerned. So but otherwise, thank you very much for having me on.
No problems, mate. It's been a pleasure having a chat with you, and I reckon a lot of the listeners will get a bit of benefit from today. It'll be a bit easier next time they walk into the sub store, or hopefully just order them online.
Easy, and they can contact me anytime if anyone has any questions.
Unreal. All right, mate, thanks so much. Thanks heaps for listening, guys. Looking forward to chatting to you again in next week's episode. Hope you're having a fantastic day.